On the show today, we have Passageways' David Alder talking about what's new in secure collaboration for boards, so check it out. We're talking about secure collaboration for credit union boards today. And before we get into that type of that discussion, let's get the definition out of the way here. What is collaboration? What is a secure collaboration? And why does it need to be secure for everyone these days? What's going on here?
Yeah, good question. Actually, collaboration is really nothing more than just people working together to make something.
Right. You know,
people want to make something. They want to create something brand new or fix something that's old. They're going to collaborate. And that's how people want to work now. They just want to work together. Sometimes they're miles apart, sometimes around the world, but that's collaboration today. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But
yep.
Security layered on top of that makes it secure collaboration. So it's really not that complex. It's just an added layer on top that makes it very convenient for sensitive information.
Exactly. So why do credit unions need secure collaboration for their boards?
Well, it turns out the notion of secure collaboration is perfect for boards of directors. A lot of times they do have to review sensitive information. And, I was a part of a university at one point in time, and I had to support the Board of Trustees. A lot of times we had to mail documentation. And that's not entirely secure. It's not insecure necessarily, but it is easy to get a hold of someone's mail, for example.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times people resort to, I sit on a board right now trying to get them into our product, but, they use email a lot and file sharing. And that email's not great. I mean, it can be somewhat secure, but we've seen the ramifications of hacked emails.
Oh, yeah.
Even lately, right? So file sharing software, that's been hacked recently as well. Dropbox has been in the news even just the last couple of weeks. And those are options that are not really good options for secure file sharing, and they don't even offer any collaboration yet. So just file transfer. So where's the collaboration part? So what do you do about that? Your options are pretty well limited if you want secure and collaboration at the same time. Microsoft has started to roll this out in Office 365. Google's had it around for a while.
With Google Docs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bubbles and stuff on the top of documents. And you can see who's logged in. You can see, you can even communicate back and forth right there in real time, or you have a discussion board. You can add comments and someone can get back to them later. So that's the real collaborative thing that mm-hmm. people, especially younger people, millennials and so forth, that they really expect to be able to see, because this is what they do in school. They do it in high school, they do it in college, mm-hmm. and they expect to see that in the workforce, and they enter the workforce, and then there's this clunky email thing.
It's like, what is this?
It's just not one of those things that they're used to. It's almost as archaic. Transferring files around between one location and another via email is mm-hmm. almost as archaic as mailing the thing around.
Exactly. It's like that one added step. It's like, what? I have to attach something?
it doesn't cost as much as mailing or printing and mailing, but what it does do is provide you the same effect. You now have multiple copies spread out on multiple servers all around the world. When you send out an update, now you got people confused as to which one to look at. So you really want to master source of truth, and that's where we come in.
Okay. Has anything not been hacked lately? It sounds like everything has been attacked. So I think you bring up a really good point about the security. It doesn't matter what information, there's always that potential there. So especially in a collaborative environment, you really want this stuff, especially when you're dealing with sensitive information, you want it to be secure. So
gotta be, yeah.
So, and obviously, what's that?
It's way more important than people think.
Exactly. And that kind of leads me to my next question. I think you kind of touched on it already as well. It's like, why is it so important today? Because I think you touched on it because a lot of, the kids coming through school, I mean, like our 15-year-old in high school now, everything's Google Docs. Yeah. And so she's like, email. That's why I said, email, what's that? You know, attachment, what's that?
Why go anywhere else?
Exactly.
You're good to go. Not only is it free, it's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
And you can see who's online right then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's where things are going now with collaboration.
And so that's the importance of it.
Absolutely. absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what's new in secure collaboration for boards today? What can they look forward to? What can they expect? Talking about expectations.
Everybody wants the new, right?
Oh yeah. Don't we? Come on.
Future. Maybe we can do another broadcast where we talk about the future, like 10 or 15 years from
now. Oh yeah.
What that would look like for boards, but
yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be pretty interesting. We've got some good ideas about that. But you know, just in the next few years, what are we going to see? Mm-hmm. A lot of things that we're going to see are those little avatars on top of more and more applications. And in fact, we're actually going to be building something like that into our product. So you can see, we have already little avatar heads and bubble heads, we call them, associated with meetings. So you can see who's supposed to attend the meeting. But really what you want to do is see those things. You want to know who's there now. Mm-hmm. So maybe you need to halo them, you know, somehow. So you put a little circle on their head so you can see that individual is online right now during a meeting. And that really opens the scope. So I just touched on something that's going to be really important, especially for credit unions. So
yeah.
I was talking to a credit union board admin just a couple of months ago. And I said, how interesting would it be if we offered something like GoToMeeting or video conferencing right within our app? And she thought about it for a little bit and she said, you know, that would really help out with recruitment. And I said, how? Well, currently, I should say in the past, like in the recent past,
yeah.
They used to hire or they used to bring on board members. They all lived within like a 5-mile radius. And as time moves on, they were hiring, they were recruiting within about a 30-mile radius.
Oh, wow.
Well, what happens then if you can't make it? Say you're a young executive, you're across town at work, you can't make it to the board meeting that night. What do you do? Well, you just say, hey, you email, I can't make it. Well, what if you can just grab an open conference room and log right in and now you're part of the board?
Video them in, yeah.
Right there, yeah. Yep. So that's really important. But what happens to your talent pool at that point if you're trying to recruit new board members? You increase the radius of your talent pool, you can increase the talent. So
yeah.
So you got more options at that point. This is all I'm saying, is you got more options.
Great point.
You can go all the way around the world and find talent as well.
Exactly.
So it really, and inexpensively. You don't have to fly them in every time there's a board meeting. That'll save a lot of costs.
Yeah, you can do something like this.
So those are the kinds of things we're going to be exploring in 2017 with our product. And we should have some pretty exciting stuff.
Ooh, that is exciting. Because I read a stat about a month or so ago, probably a couple months ago, that 75% of all, I guess, content or information on the internet in 2017 is going to be video. So, I mean, I fell out of my chair when I saw that. But then I'm thinking about at least from my perspective, all the information that I consume, most of it is video. You know, I mean, obviously there's still a lot of stories that I read and things like that, but a lot of the content I watch is video now. So
yeah. And not only do you want it to be video, you want it to be searchable video.
Yep.
Right? So things are changing.
It's really amazing
what's available to us at our fingertips. And you know, that's not exactly something that's miles away. We already have that today.
Really?
We just don't have it in our product yet. So those are the kinds of things that we're going to see come out of these types of software products in the future.
Because I was going to ask you, like, how is Passageways helping out? Because you guys have been doing this for a little while, and so you know a lot about it. How does Passageways help out?
Well, what we can do right now is not the video conferencing. That's coming.
That's coming.
And you know, we're deep diving into that starting here in Q1, so we'll have a solution for you sometime in 2017 for
Excellent.
That. And really, the important thing is not that we have we integrate directly with one of the products that's already out there, but you might want your board meeting recordings to be secure. In some places like India, you do need to record. So we actually have boots on the ground in India, an employee in India selling our product there.
Oh, wow.
We actually have all sorts of different customers in different parts of the world traded on different stock exchanges, mm-hmm. including the Bay Stock Exchange, which is really exciting. So, you know, our board solution offers collaboration right now.
Okay.
Secure collaboration, one master source. People can communicate. People can work together on things. For board members, they don't necessarily want to work together. So right now what we offer is private annotations. So they can take notes.
Mm-hmm.
They can take notes, they can draw things on their documents right there.
Yeah.
They can vote on things, all that's private, or you can make it more public, not public to the general public, but within the board itself. So, you know, if you have some votes where there needs to be a roll call type vote, you can do that right within our product. If you want to turn off roll call for a vote, you turn it off. Nobody can see. It's all anonymous. So all that is available right now at your fingertips.
Sweet.
We'll be adding the other stuff as we go throughout.
Sweet. All right. Wrap up question here for you, David. Where can folks find out more on this topic and get some assistance if need be over at Passageways?
Well, very simple. Our website, passageways.com.
Beautiful.
You can sign up for a trial right there. You just click on the button that says for boards. And there's a link there to go sign up for a trial. So we'd be happy to get you in no matter what, even if you don't use our product. Use a secure board solution. There are lots of them out there, but I think honestly ours is the best. We make it. You know, I have a pretty good hand in that because it's my responsibility, but I think ours is the best for lots of different reasons, not to mention it's the easiest to use, and we're about to release some real earth-shattering stuff.
Cool. Wow. We look forward to that, and especially the video part of it, too. I'm speaking from a biased standpoint, but we like video. All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. And yeah, let's check back again, and let's talk about the future of where all this stuff can go. That would be a fun conversation as well. I think a lot of credit unions would be interested to see what's happening in 10 years. Right on. All right, David. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.